closer.
It's time for another episode of The Lowdown with your host, David Beach. You can find The Lowdown on NOSSAOnline.com, bringing you news, information, and an assortment of unusual opinions. Dealing with short and tall, covering it all in weekly live recorded broadcasts from locations throughout the world and from its broadcast studios in lovely Pasadena, California. You can email the show at lowdowndavid@gmail.com or follow along with the exploits at lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. And now, please welcome to the microphone, David Beach.
Ah, oh, there's our studio audience. Oh, thank you. You know, you're not hearing them as clearly as you might be able to in the future, because right now we have our studio audience quietly sequestered. For some reason, them finding that amusing. Okay, there is no studio audience at this point in time, although in the future that's a possibility, because actually we're going to take this podcast and we have the ability to take it anywhere, because that's how the world works now. It's digital, and we have all sorts of computers and all sorts of communication possibilities. I'm going to be having interviews with people, a few people from around the world actually I've been in touch with, as well as local friends and local people, and hopefully you people out there listening. And you can get in touch with us, as my lovely broadcaster says, at lowdowndavid@gmail.com. That's lowdowndavid@gmail.com, or even leave comments at lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. And now let's get this episode underway. Now, this episode is kind of a disappointing episode in many ways for me. First of all, I'm relatively disappointed in the fact that I was going to have a co-host who hopefully will be my co-host for several broadcasts to come. We're looking forward to having our dear friend join us and be a co-host, as well as some guests as well. But unfortunately, my co-host couldn't make it this time, so I am sitting here relatively alone with my engineer here at the lovely Pasadena Broadcast Studios, and of course, the ever-present cat. I have removed my spoon from the coffee cup, so you won't be hearing that clatter. We live and learn here at The Lowdown. And let's see, what was I saying? We're going to another disappointment in the fact that I didn't hear from anybody in regards to the first broadcast. Now, I understand it is the first broadcast. I understand that not many people are listening in. I also have noticed the number of podcasts out there that last for a brief while, then disappear, or just have one episode and then disappear. Now, I intend on having this go a very long time, and I'm going to, because I don't see myself as having a growth spurt anytime soon, and I'm going to be on NOSSAOnline.com. Now, I'm telling you this to people who probably found me on NOSSAOnline.com. NOSA? Actually, I stumbled across it literally with the Project Stumble. I found out about the site, was very happy to see there were people out there representing people of my stature. And this is going to be here. We're going to be on NOSA Online for quite some time. And somebody correct me if I'm mispronouncing that, because I will change it immediately. But you can't miss the actual address, NOSSAOnline.org. Actually, that's the email. So check it out, NOSAOnline.com. And wow, now I have to check. Is it .com? I'm getting a yes. Yeah? All right. Hold on. You know, this is just me being stupid now. NASAOnline.com is the site. And I should just stop the broadcast now and check. Yeah, that's what I should do. You don't think I should? Well, it's kind of what our podcast is about. We do broadcast. We try. You see, my background is radio, and I've done quite a bit of broadcasting. Unfortunately, I've decided to go into acting and begun a new acting career, and I've been doing acting for, since 83, which means I was doing radio prior to that, even during that crossover period in time. But unfortunately, I was not aware of the process involved in becoming a radio DJ in, or a talent or a personality, is what they're called now, in a major broadcast area. And that's what I found myself in, right side of Los Angeles, right outside of Los Angeles. And now I don't have any materials to actually present to a producer or a radio station and say, hey, hire me as a radio DJ. So this is what I do now. So it's NASAonline.com. I told you it was .com. And you, okay, whatever. All right. So here it is, the website that's putting our podcast up, and we have confusion. Color me embarrassed. But now you can also go to NASAonline.org. It is there as well. So I don't feel too bad. It's got a kick right over. Okay. So now I'm just going to shut up. We're just going to skip right over that. You know, if I were a real man, I would edit it and move on, but I'm not going to. I'm a wimp. So anyway, as I said, my background is in radio. And unfortunately, I don't have that greeting card, that business card, that sound air check to go hire me. And I'm, you know, I'm working, I'm putting that back together because I do enjoy radio. As you can tell, I'm messing around doing a podcast for my own amusement and the amusement of the people watching me. Thank you. So anyway, now you see, when I was doing radio work, and I wish I were joking. When I was doing radio work, I actually convinced the radio station WGRV in Greenville, Tennessee, that I wanted to do a talk show. This is 30 years ago. 30 years ago. I was barely out of high school. And it was Greenville, Tennessee, a very small place. I actually convinced them to hire me. And I started doing 6 to midnight on WGRV, weekday. So I had a really great job. But I convinced the director, who's now a friend of mine, I convinced the program director that I was going to do a talk show. And I would handle the events of the day and get stuff going. One person called. It sounded like a drunk female, and she just wanted to know, she'd share with the world she liked boys. But the point beyond that was when I was actually spinning records, which that was the days we actually had vinyl, there would be times when no one would call, no one would ask for anything, and I would just outright lie and say, and this is a request, and this is going out as a request, and I would play songs that I liked, but pretend somebody had called in and requested it. So I could do the same thing with this podcast. I could go on and say, hey, we've got some emails from people watching and some people listening, and we would get that on there. Now, that is the deal. If you send me an email with a situation you want discussed, or if you want to go to my blog, which is lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com, put up any information you want covered. Put up the things you want to hear us talk about, and maybe that's why I'm not in radio. You will hear us talk about right here. And my co-host and I, we couldn't disagree more. We have differing opinions up one side and down the other. So we will debate whatever you guys send us, whatever you want to talk about. We will put it up here. Because until that time, it's just me and my engineer and my cat and my coffee cup basically just chatting for about 15 minutes. Because that's what we're planning on doing. 15 minutes once a week. We try to get the broadcast up Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday, unfortunately, due to the fact that my co-host was under the impression he could make it and then had a situation arise where he was not able to, we didn't get it done. So it's going to be up. These guys at NASA Online are very quick. They'll probably have it up tomorrow, and it's Wednesday now. Just to let you know exactly what I'm talking about, it is Wednesday. We record, and then they put it up. And just to let you know the news right now, McCain is the front runner. He has been chosen as the nominee for the Republicans. And the Clinton and the Obama are neck and neck beating it out because Clinton just did really well and surprised everybody. No, I shouldn't even get into politics. But okay, moving on. We will cover whatever you want to cover. Now, send us an email. Let us know. Let me know you're listening. I know the people at NASA are listening. They're going, are we really putting this on our site? Because this guy's just rambling. And that's what we do. So send me an email at lowdowndavid@gmail.com. Let me know what you want to talk about. Because honestly, as a performer, the fact that I am short statured has never really been an issue in the fact that most of the characters that I audition for, most of the parts I actually get are based on height. And that's really not an unfair look at my stature, because if I am not, if I'm playing next to a taller woman and that's not what it calls for, they're going to cast someone of my height. I've used my height to benefit me, and I've used it, and I've seen how there are parts I can't get, but there are also parts for other ethnicities, other genders that I can't get. So it hasn't really affected me overall. So there may be issues you guys want to talk about that I am not aware of. Now, I have grown up with the fact that I am short, and I can deal with that. The things I have noticed is when I find myself in a business situation, sometimes I don't get the respect I expect, because they almost appear as though, because I am shorter than they am, I am younger than they are, and therefore perhaps even perceived as more childlike. And unfortunately, my personality is exactly that. I don't actually portray a more mature individual, so sometimes it works against me. I grew up in the Midwest. I grew up with sarcasm and self-denigration. My height has always been where my comedy comes from. I was always the new kid in the school. I was always the shortest kid in the school. And I would use that to keep from getting beat up. I would joke about it. So that's how I dealt with it. Now, you guys are probably dealing with much more serious issues, and we will cover them seriously. We are not going to make fun of any situation that arises. I'm going to be interviewing people who are taller. I'm going to be interviewing people who are shorter. I'm going to be interviewing people who are exactly my size. And the only problem I have in my personal life is the fact that I don't want to date a taller woman. That is my thing. And I constantly get in debates with people over that. I just don't want to date a taller woman. I don't want to kiss uphill. Now, there are guys out there who are shorter than I am who like dating taller women. I have no problem with that. I'm not opposed to them dating taller women. It's not as though I feel it's some sort of, you know, selling out or whatever, however you want to define it. I just personally don't want to date taller women. There are other kind of women I also don't want to date. Tall is one of those things. I want them to be shorter than me. Okay, so that's my main gripe. That's my main complaint. And I know there are much more serious issues out there, and we will cover them. But we do need to know what they are. Otherwise, it's just going to be me and my co-hosts and my guest interviews, and we're going to cover everything we possibly can. This is episode number 2, essentially, although we're not necessarily going to number them down the road, because we're just going to start doing them and putting them out there, and we want to hear from you. So that's it. I've got some more stories I'm going to cover up, but we're actually coming up to the end of this broadcast, which has been actually a broadcast of nothing but me rambling, and my coffee didn't even make a noise. Now, I do, before I went on air, before I started recording this, I checked my email, and this came from the NOSA membership department. I am a member. The annual convention in 2008. The convention will be held in New Jersey in October 2008. The exact date has not been announced yet, but it will be soon. Each attendee will be responsible for the purchase of their own dinner. There are no other fees involved. The convention will consist of the annual board meeting and a dinner slash social. Only members and special guests may attend the convention. You must contact NOSSA and pre-register in order to attend. For the latest information, please visit... And here it is right here. It says, oh, that's where I got the .org, maybe. Yeah, it's right here. You handed me this piece of paper. Okay, at www.nasaonline.org/meetingevents/annualconvention.html. Or you can email us at nasaonline.org or call 1-888-NASA, N-O-S-S-A, dot E-Z. And those numbers are, for those of you who can't spell, are 1-888-667-7239. Those numbers again, 1-888-667-7239. And that's the annual convention. I would be so jazzed if I got to the point where everybody knew who I was, and I got to go to the convention and go, yeah, that's me. That's my voice. I'm the one doing the podcast. I'm the one doing the lowdown. So, I just thought of that. I'm very excited about that, to actually maybe be the voice that people recognize and know. And I could go around and, for the first time in my life, be in a crowd and not just be staring at elbows. I can't tell you how exciting that would be. So anyway, once again, let me recap. My name is David Beach. I am the host of this podcast, The Lowdown. We want information from you. If you want to be a part, email me. We're working on setting up a Skype. Get Skype. We'll put you on the air. You send us an email. We'll tell you when we're going to broadcast. You call. We'll talk. It'll be that easy. I experimented with it. We have got it just on the edge of being complete. And I think it's just a matter of testing it out a few times. So be patient with us. In the meantime, email me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com. Or you can check out the podcast, which is what you're listening to. You can check out the blog. Man, I shouldn't drink before the broadcast. You can check out the blog at lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. That's it. We are out of time. That's how quick a broadcast this is. We got 15 minutes. We'll give you the news. Short and tall, we'll cover it all. How's that for a catchphrase? Once again, this is David. Have a great night, and thank you for listening, or a great day, depending on when you listen, because it's a podcast. I've got to learn to do that stuff. Thank you, and we're gone.